From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
Hello, welcome to another episode of the Wildcast podcast. I am Justin Spears. We're switching gears. Normally, we always talk about U of A sports, but instead, probably the biggest sports moment going on in the city right now is the Tucson Roadrunners playoff run. I'm here with Roadrunners captain Andrew Campbell. Andrew, thanks for hopping on the podcast,
man. Yeah, thanks for having me, Justin.
Yeah, so Andrew, this is your 10th year playing professional hockey?
It is, yeah.
How does this kind of shape up differently than years past? I mean, because you've been in playoffs 8 out of those 10 years, I believe it is?
Yeah, I've been fortunate enough to play in a lot of good teams over the course of my career. This is my first time in, you know, the Western Conference and kind of this hot climate out here, so you know, it's exciting. We got a great young team. It's pretty exciting for the organization because this organization hasn't had you know, much success, especially around playoff time.
Sure.
Over the last, you know, 10, 15, 20 years. So you know, it's pretty exciting right now.
How's the city been to you?
City's been awesome. It's so beautiful out here. It's the weather. You know, my family really like being out here, and it's you know, it's a special place. The fans are great. They're really passionate about hockey, and you know, it chills that game one with all, you know, the whiteout and all the t-shirts and the towels and how loud the building was. It's pretty special.
Yeah. What's your favorite part about Tucson?
It's got to be the weather. it's so nice. I was laughing a lot of days throughout the winter with my, you know, my family back in Ontario. They're going through ice storms and snowstorms and cold days, and you know, we're lounging out here by the pool and just enjoying the sun. So it's a pretty neat place.
Have you ever tried EG's?
I've never tried EG's. No.
Okay. Has anybody told you to try EG's?
No one has. Is that a good spot?
Oh my goodness! People that are listening to this podcast, Andrew Campbell does not know about EG's. let me tell you what EG's is. It's kind of like a slushy.
Yeah.
But they come out with different flavors every single month. But the three base flavors that they have are strawberry, lemon, and pina colada, I want to say.
Okay.
And then they do flavor of the month.
Right.
And this year, or this month, is or April was pineapple watermelon.
Yeah.
It's really good slushies. I think you should give it a try.
I'm going to have to pick one up on the way home today.
Absolutely.
I drive by one every day, so I've never gone in there, though.
Super cheap. Go in and get yourself one.
Okay.
But this season, like you said, the Roadrunners have struggled. But it's only year two for the franchise here in the old Pueblo.
Right.
What's kind of been the team's motto? How have you guys been able to have the success that you've had this year?
I think we're just a tight-knit group. You know, there's no egos, there's no bad attitudes, there's no kind of lone wolf, so to say. It's you know, we're a team in there from guy one through guy, you know, 26, 27, 20, however many guys we have here right now. Everyone's just you know, bought into the whole team aspect of playing hockey, and you know, we love going out there and competing with each other night in, night out. You know, we have a lot of fun at the rink, away from the rink. You know, we just genuinely like being around each other, and you know, it's a pretty special feeling when you get a group like that.
Mm-hmm. And you're classified as a veteran on the team. When you have players like Dylan Strom, who are so young, what's kind of advice that you give to them and their, because since they're starting at the development part of their professional career?
Right. I think you just you know, you just need to keep in mind how young they are, and you know, you just have to remember when you were in their shoes. So you know, you try to push them along, you know, without being too hard on them, or you know, being not a good guy, so to say. So you know, you kind of find that fine line, and you know, you just help them out any way they can, whether it's at the rink or away from the rink. You just kind of give them whatever advice you have, and you know, let them know that you're accessible, and if they have questions, it's you know, to ask, and you know, you just try to help them along. Yeah, like I said, any sort of way you can.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about your childhood growing up. You said you grew up in Ontario?
I did, yeah. So I was born in Caledonia, Ontario, just outside of Hamilton. It's a really small community.
And that's more East Canada, right?
Well, Ontario's kind of central, and then where I'm from is kind of southwestern Ontario.
Okay, so.
Yeah, it's a small community, kind of one where everyone knows everyone, and, you know, it's a cool place to be from, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you can say that this is that, but, you know, for instance, in the States, Texas is a state that is known for football.
Right.
And you guys are obviously playing the Texas Stars. But Is that the way Ontario is? It's like hockey's almost like a religion to you guys.
It is. It's hockey crazy, especially in the GTA, which is the Greater Toronto Area. Where I'm from, when I was a kid, it was always, hockey throughout the winter, and in the summer you're playing street hockey with your buddies, road hockey with your buddies, and everything was about hockey. You'd watch it on Saturday nights and any night, your parents would kind of let you watch, stay up late and watch a game, and pretty much everyone plays. All my buddies played, and it's a livelihood for sure.
Do you have any siblings?
I do. I have one sister. She's a year younger, and she played basketball in college, and she's a great athlete as well, and a really special person.
Mm-hmm. When you look back at your days growing up in Ontario, and then you think that to this point now, did you ever think, man, I never thought I'd ever get to this point?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's such a small number of people that, get to make a livelihood and, to be able to play a game for a living. And when you're a kid, you're just playing the game because you love playing the game and you love being around your buddies. So, to be able to still be 30 years old and still be playing and making a life out of it and, getting to live in a great place like Tucson while doing it, it's pretty neat. Mm-hmm.
And you've also had NHL playoff experience as well?
I've never played an NHL playoff game, no, but I was lucky enough to be, I was in Los Angeles' organization before this, and they obviously have won two Stanley Cups, and I was a black ace during two of those, during their two runs, so I was able to watch a lot of playoff hockey during that, and it was pretty cool and, an experience I'll never forget.
And you were a captain for them, and then you come over to Tucson, you're a captain in year one. When they initially reached out to you, was that their kind of message to you, like, hey, you're going to be our guy from day one?
No, that was never part of the negotiation or part of coming here. It's it was obviously an honor when it happened, but yeah. there was no talk beforehand about anything like that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, kind of looking ahead to the series against the Texas Stars, the past series, I guess you didn't really have a home ice advantage because it was two games on the road and two games here. Now it's different because it's a seven-game series. Does that kind of help you guys out, or how does the home series work out different than the first round?
Yeah, it helps us out for sure. We get to start at home as opposed to the last series when we started on the road. It's going to be awfully important for us to have two good games at home here to start off, because then we go to Texas for three, and games three, four, and five are pretty big swing games over the course of the series. So we got to take care of business here on home ice. It's a different setup because of the travel, where it's the 2-3-2 setup, where in the NHL it's more 2-2-1-1-1 and whatnot. But I think it puts a bigger emphasis on making sure you take care of business on home ice.
And I was looking at their scouting report online, kind of brushing over some stuff that they're known for. And your head coach said that they're very fast. And that's going to be the key emphasis defensively for you guys, is trying to keep up with them. But also, their two goalies have been lights out all year long. But you've been able to beat them three times out of four times in the regular season. What's kind of been the recipe for you guys?
They're a fast team, but I think we're a fast team too. So I think we match up well with them. I think a lot of same characteristics. They got some pretty dynamic forwards who can make plays and score goals. And like you said, their goaltender's playing very well right now. He's a past teammate of mine. I know what he's all about. And, he's a veteran guy, and he's playing extremely well right now. So we're going to have to get after him and get lots of pucks and traffic to the net and, try to get under his skin a little bit and go from there.
What makes Andrew Campbell tick?
good question. I just really love being around the rink with the guys. I think that's the best part of being an athlete and being a hockey player, is just being part of a team and being in the locker room every day. You talk to guys who finish their careers and are out of the game, the most common thing that they miss is the locker room, being around the guys and the jokes that go on and the stories that go on, and just the camaraderie you have in a room setting with 20, 25 other guys. So that's what keeps me going. And then obviously my family is a big part of my life. I have a daughter, a 2-year-old daughter, and another child coming on the way. And
congratulations.
Thank you, in October. So, and my wife, she holds it together with our daughter and my parents and sister. It's family's everything to me. So
What's the, I know you can't really speak for her per se, but what's the life like for a wife of a hockey player?
A lot of moving, a lot of packing, a lot of unpacking. I don't think it's nearly as glamorous as some of these shows and different things make it out to be. I think it's stressful at times. You know, you go to team, and it's easy for guys to make friends and, you know, be part of the group with your teammates every day. But as you know, for the wives and girlfriends, you know, you're constantly meeting new girls and being a part of new groups. And and then you're moving from, you know, city to city. You don't really have a full-time home, so it's definitely, I would say, not as glamorous as some people make it out to be.
Have they moved out here to Tucson?
Yeah, they were here. They were here throughout the whole season, and then just kind of when playoffs started, they moved back to our house in Ontario to kind of get settled, and our daughter's transitioning from a crib to a big girl bed, so it's just easier for them to be in one place right now and to get settled, and we FaceTime 3, 4, 5 times a day and whatnot. So, I mean,
being a professional hockey player, you've been through a lot of rough battles on the ice, but I guarantee you nothing is more difficult than changing a diaper, huh?
Yeah, it's a different thing. It's another step in life. That's what I joke with all the time. We have these 20-year-old kids in our room who are playing video games and having naps during the day and yada yada, and we're just at completely different stages of our lives when I'm going home to chase a toddler around and change diapers, and it's pretty funny.
So you have a nice blend of guys on your team, a lot of veterans, a lot of young guys. I was, after your last game, I was right outside the post-game press conference, you guys were playing some very interesting music. Who's the DJ? I love the rap music, by the way.
Yeah, that's another constant battle in the room. You know, the young guys tend to like their hip-hop and rap, and the older guys like some, you know, classic rock or country, or, you know, it's a constant battle. I think there's 2 or 3 guys who kind of rotate through the music, and that's one area where I just stay out of. I tend to complain about it quite a bit, just for the sake of complaining about you getting under the DJ's nerves, because it's a lot of rap in there for sure.
Mm-hmm. So what's your kind of music?
I like country. I like kind of older classic rock as well. I can kind of listen to anything. I'm pretty easy that way. It'd mainly be country for me.
Okay. And any particular artist?
Eric Church. I'm a big Eric Church guy, and then, you know, like, I don't know, it's an old Canadian band, The Tragic of the Hip. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but I'm a big fan of them as well. That's just a name, too.
The only Canadian music I'm familiar with is Drake.
Yeah. Well, there you go. He's a pretty worldwide sensation right now. So
you get that a lot? You're like, oh, you're from Canada. Do you like Drake?
No, I haven't. I haven't much. That's funny.
Do you guys play Drake a lot?
Yeah, there's a lot of Drake that goes on in there, for sure.
All right, so looking ahead, I mean, I already kind of asked you about the scouting report and what Texas is really good at, but for you guys, what do you have to do to come out on top of this series and advance the Western Conference Finals?
I just think we need to stick to our game plan and kind of do what we did all year, just kind of keep that even keel mentality. You know, we can't get too high or too low, and just go out there and execute our game. It's, you know, it's hockey. You just need to go out there and skate and continue to make plays and continue to score timely goals and, you know, play solid team defense and have good goaltending. It sounds cliche, but that's what it's all about. It's just you know, elevating that next level of intensity and competitiveness in the playoffs. So that's what it's all about. And, you know, it's a game that everyone's played their whole life. So just go out there and do what you've always did. And, don't overthink it. And, you know, just ramp up the competitiveness, and I think we'll be good.
Absolutely. And, again, the Tucson Roadrunners will play the Texas Stars Wednesday, puck drop set for 7:05 p.m. This is Tucson Roadrunners captain Andrew Campbell. Andrew, thanks for coming on the program, man. I really do appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Justin. It's been fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And, again, don't forget to download the Wildcaster app and like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening.